Mishnah Yom is for Monday, the 16th day of Sivan Tovshin Pei Gimel. Masech de Yoma Perik Shlishi Mishnah Tes. Continuing the Voida of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Boloil Mizrach Azara. The Kohen Gadol then moved to the east of the courtyard, east of the Azara. After he has done the confession over his bull, he's done the vidui, he moves out from between the hall and the Mizbeach, and moves now to the east of the Azara, Litzfon HaMizbeach, but still being on the northern side of the Mizbeach, the northern side of the Mizbeach. Haskan Miminoi, the vice Kohen Gadol, or the backup Kohen Gadol, who would act as the Kohen Gadol if anything happened to him, he would now be on his right. Verosh Pesov Mismole, and the head of the family serving that day would be on his left. As we explained, that the Kohenim were divided into 24 groups. Each week, another group would serve. Each group serving for that week would then be divided into six families for each day of the 6 days of the week. On every day, there would be another family working. On the day of Shabbos, they'd all be working together. Now, what we're saying here is that the Rosh Pesav, the head of the family on that particular Yom Kippur, which was serving that particular week, he would be on the left-hand side of the Kohen Gadol. Vesham, and there, in the east of the Azara, on the north of the Mizbeach, were two goats, Shnei Sirim. There were two goats waiting for him. As it says in the Torah, in Parshas Vacharamois, from the children of Israel, he shall take two goats for Echatos. He puts the two goats, takes them, puts them there in front of the Almoid, and he puts two lotteries, one in each, one girl that had the word Lashem on it, one that had Lazazel on it. Says that as the Mishnah continues, the Kalpe Hoysasham, there was a small wooden box there, of Voshne Gorolis, in it there were two lots. Shel Eshkaroyahoy, originally they were made of Eshkaroas, a certain type of wood or timber. Vaason Ben Gamla, Zahav, Shel Zahav. Now Ben Gamla, Yeshua Ben Gamla, when he was appointed as a Kohen Gadol, he made the lotteries or arranged that the lots should be made of gold, especially for Kavod of Yom Kippur. And the people, the Chachamim, were happy with his deeds, and they actually praised him. They praised him for this deed of elevating the status of these lots to make him eat gold. Mishnah Yud. Because we mentioned at the end of the previous Mishnah about the credit that was given to the one family, or to man, Ben Gamla, for what he had done, his contribution to the Beis HaMikdash. So now we mention in our Mishnah a whole host of people who were, or a whole lot of things that where the credit was given to the contributor. Ben Kotin, who was a Kohen Gadol, Ben Kotin, also Shneimosod Dad, he had made 12 faucets for Lekir, for the big basin in the Mikdash, from which the Kohen would wash the hands and feet. Shlohoyolo Eloshnaim, because originally there were only two faucets. The Gemara explains the reason of 12 is because there were 12 people, 12 Kohenim, who were occupied in the Kabban Tomid each day. These are the 12 that were Zoicha by having the lottery, or the second lottery we learned in the previous Perek, the previous Mishnah. And they would be Makadish, the hands and feet, at the same time. So now, by having 12 faucets, it would allow all the 12 of the Kohenim to wash the hands and feet or do Kiddush Adam Reglaim from the Kiyor at one time. Don't have to wait one for another. Now, the truth is, there were 13 Kohenim mentioned in that Mishnah in the last Perek, in the Kabban Tomid. But one of them was the Shechet, one of the 13. And a Shechet does not need to wash his hands and feet or Kiddush Adam Reglaim. In fact, a Shechetah could even be kosher by a non-Kohen. So therefore, the 12 faucets was adequate for those working with the Kabban Tomid. V'yafu also muchni lakir. Another contribution that Ben Kotin did was he made a muchni. He made a ladder, a pulley for the kiyar, for the big wash basin. This was a pulley made of wood, and then through that pulley, it would allow the kohenim to sink the kiyar each night in the pit of water, in a cistern of water. And the purpose of this was, Shaloi yiyu meimov nifsolim belina. So the waters in that big wash basin should not become unfit or disqualified by being left overnight. You see, the kiyor, the wash basin, is a klishoris. It's definitely one of the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash. Anything that becomes holy in a vessel will become possible, disqualified by being left overnight. For this reason, normally what would happen, they'd have to empty out each morning the water from the wash basin, refill it with other water, because the water in the wash basin was also under this disqualification if it was left overnight. But by means of this pulley, now they're lowering the whole basin into the water, then it meant that even the waters in the kiyar would be now tahor and would not become possible because it's connected to the rest of the water in the cistern. Munbaz HaMelech, he came from the Chadayev, a country which is north of Aram Naraim. He became Jewish with his mother Helene several decades before the Chorban of the Second Beis HaMikdash. So he made all the handles of the Kelim of Yom Kippur. He said, we're going to make them of gold. Now, they couldn't make some of the actual vessels out of gold because there were knives or kardumim or axes, but whatever he could, he made the handles of out of gold. Hilni, his mother, also saw Nivreshishalzov, made a golden chandelier or a golden menorah al pischa shel heichal that stood by the entrance to the heichal, to the actual Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara explains that at the time when the sun would rise, sparks would be flying from this. It would be very strong, and everyone would know, the time of Krishna has arrived. The Afhi also saw tablos shelzov. She also made a plate of gold, sheporsha sota ksubala, upon which the part of the sota was written, that part that the kohen has to write and dissolve in the waters and then administer to a sota, a lady who's been suspected of adultery. And this way, they wouldn't have to bring a Sefer Torah to copy from it, because they'd have the writing already written there or engraved, written on this tablet of gold. Nicanor nasu nisim l'dal soizav. Now Nicanor was a man who miracles occurred to his doors. What happened? The Gemara says that Nicanor went to Alexander of Egypt to bring doors for the gates of the Mikdash. He made two doors and out of a certain type of wood, Baroshim wood, and had it coated with copper. When he returned with those doors on the ship, there was a terrible storm and threatened to drown them. They took one of the doors, threw it over into the sea, in order to give them a chance to arrive safely. Then what happened next was, when the sea did not calm down, they wanted to throw the second door in. Nicanor stood up and he grasped the door with all his arms, and he said to them, if you're putting it, you're putting me as well. And as soon as he said those words, the sea calmed down from its stormy state. Nicanor was then upset, however, about the first door that was gone. When the ship arrived in the port of Yavaka, the first door of Nicanor's was bubbling, bursting out from underneath the walls of the ship. And it was miraculous that this other door did actually stay with them. These doors, they stood up, or they put it up, at the gate, or the eastern gate of the Azara, right opposite the opening to the Heichal, to the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says further that all the gates of the Beis HaMikdash were later changed to be of gold, except for the gates of Nicanor. The gates of Nicanor was something special. And they would mention this case and other cases. In fact, they would mention all the people that we in our Mishnah, Lishvach, to give them credit for what they had done.